There we go.
Welcome to Pocket Cast on this beautiful Monday evening. How are you doing, Ed?
It's not Sunday, so I'm doing pretty good.
It is not. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
I had a case of vertigo yesterday.
Dude, I saw you talking about that. Yeah. That sounds like shit.
Never experienced that before. Yeah, it was just like having the spins, but while you, because at least when you're drunk and you have the spins, it's only while you're laying. But this,
if you're just like, especially you get your eyes closed, you're just like, nope, I don't care how bad you want to sleep, it ain't happening.
I quite enjoy the spins. I was that well trained of an alcoholic, I guess. Oh. That, like, the spins to me, I don't like roller coasters, but it's that same feeling, and it's fun when you're laying in bed and you know you're not on a roller coaster. It's like, woo! You know, I don't even like have fun. I put my hands up when I start to get the spins, and then once you like really start to spin into it. The give up of it all is when it starts to get a lot easier to handle, but not in the case of vertigo, man. There was no escaping it at all. And if anything, I will say laying down did make it worse. But at the same time, they say the best thing you can do is lay down in a dark room.
Oh, really?
That wasn't the case for me. Yeah, you would think like taking away all sensory is the last thing you'd want to do. But then again, you take away all sensory, you take away all of the dizziness. Right.
I guess so, yeah. Chill that inner ear the fuck out, dude.
Yeah.
Damn.
And I guess it's not always inner ear. It can be other things, or the inner ear can just get messed up by like 100 different ways.
Oh, that's ass.
Yeah, and then this morning I got like 3 or 4 fillings.
Jesus, bro.
Yeah.
Are you going to die?
No, I'm taking care of myself.
Okay. Fair. That's good.
It was the funniest thing, though, getting stuff put in your mouth. And just like, although it's all numbed out, you can just start to feel it be heavier than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, what's going to. My balance is already been messed up lately. Yeah.
Somebody get this man a wheelchair so he can make it to the car. Man, that sucks, dude.
Yeah. But, I mean, besides that, it's been a good week.
That's good.
Did you, I don't remember if this was just after, I feel like it was just after our last recording. There was a cookie truck that came to Sydney. Did you see that?
I did. And I did not go.
It had dinosaurs and robots. It was like dinosaurs versus robots was how they advertised it.
Mm-hmm. Corey was telling me about this actually at work one day.
It was,
And I was like, he was like, oh, the cookies, you know, for the dinosaurs. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude?
This doesn't make sense. He's like,
a truck's coming. I'm like, that sounds unsafe as fuck, dude. He's like, no, it's like a thing. I'm like, what?
So it is the funniest thing because going up to it, it's just like you and me and 4 of our other buddies who one of them is really into or like went to college for some kind of, I don't know what. Robotics or something.
Shit, okay.
You know, and they kind of, they found this deal on Craigslist and then just built their friends' businesses around it. Because it's dinosaurs, damn. It's Transformers, it's,
But like the cookies?
No.
Whoa.
These are, so all right, so let me break this down to you.
Okay, yes, please.
There's a pink cookie trailer. It's like a trailer that you'd haul up behind a truck. It's like a food truck kind of thing, right?
Sure.
You buy a cookie, and that gives you admission to behind the trailer. And behind the trailer, they have set up these animatronic dinosaurs.
What? Okay.
And some of them don't move. Some of them do move. One of them, I still couldn't. I'm still not sure if it was just a guy in the costume or not. And then Jesus. There was Optimus Prime, and by the time we got there, the other one wasn't there. I don't remember who else was supposed to be there, whether it was Bumblebee or Megatron or what. Damn.
Okay. What's the scale that we're talking here?
Taller than me. Jeez. By at least a foot.
Holy shit. Okay. This is elaborate as fuck for cookies.
I mean, but it's also, I think I'm here it's also for it. Not. This is also in the parking, the dirt parking lot right next to Runza.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, like, there's no like.
I'm picking up the vibe, dude.
You can just drive by. There's a stereo playing music, and there's just this guy in this Optimus Prime suit. And walking up, I was watching videos, I couldn't figure it out online. And walking up, I couldn't figure out, is this an animatronic Optimus?
Huh?
Or is it a guy in a suit?
Yeah, fair.
It's a guy in a suit.
You think?
It is, I know, because the creepiest, most unsettling thing ever is Optimus Prime with human eyes.
Oh. God, that sounds terrible, dude.
And it was like, oh,
the first thing I thought of, like a Slenderman?
Not like Slenderman, but just he was just a slim Optimus. And then looking up at him, and he had this cool, like, there was a cool setup. But once he got close, and I looked up at him, and he looked at me, and I made eye contact.
Oh, no. You're not supposed to make eye contact and, like, with Optimus Prime, dude.
The dude they must have, like, painted black around his eyes, because you couldn't really see him at first, and I just saw them just piercing, you know. And it was just so unsettling.
What color were they?
I don't. I remember them being red. I remember them being bloodshot.
Just some dude in there yoinked out of his mind.
I mean, can you blame the guy? Jeez. So... Red was freaked out by the whole
thing. That sounds whelming at best, dude. Damn.
Yeah. And the guy was dedicated, though. Red wasn't into it, but we walked away, and he wasn't, like, overbearing by any means. And we walked away, but he had music playing, and he just kept, like, playing air guitar and rocking out, and did this all until we drove off. Driving off, too, he waves to us, and finally Red is kind of like...
What Bye. The fuck? Yeah. That sounds like a nightmare. A nightmare trip, dude. That is not a good time.
The cookies were amazing, too.
Really?
Oh, but Jesus. I don't know if the shits were related to the cookies or not, but man, I had a fucked up stomach for a few days.
Did you get some soy cookies?
Some soy cookies.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I was just trying to think of a not regular cookie that might fuck your shit up because you're not used to it. I don't know. You eat a lot of soy?
No, I don't, but...
Yes, I am. Maybe it'll make you poopy.
I don't know about
Probably
that.
Make me poopy.
I don't think so.
I know one time I ate an entire... Well, kombucha? I was going to say half gallon, but it was 2 half gallons, which does, in fact, make a whole gallon. I'm starting to see why this happened. But I pounded down, like, a gallon of chocolate soy milk.
Wow.
That hurt me.
Yeah, I mean, a gallon of any...
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even that was a painful time.
Oat milk, I bet, would do that to you as well.
Oh, man. I don't even.
I would just flush you right out.
Yeah, that would. I don't know. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe we should get a colon cleanse.
Sounds like a nice vacation kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm definitely not going to work. That's for sure. I'm getting that shit off.
Literally. Jeez.
Literally. Indeed. Yeah. Indeed. Well, that's what the people come here for, honestly, is our wit.
Yeah, so, our wit. So, our highbrow.
So happy to oblige you unhappy few.
Thanks for listening. This is Pocket Cast. I'm Fletcher. This is Ed. We are actually a Nintendo DS-focused podcast.
Pocket Cast, though. I mean, like, really, like... Let's rebrand.
I don't know if we can even call ourselves that anymore. I'm just waiting to get a cease and desist letter at this point.
From who?
From Pocket Cast.
From everyone.
From everyone.
Like, please.
Nintendo's shutting us the fuck down. Like, you guys.
You guys cannot represent us in any way. Please stop. Hurting our brand.
Stop. It's not even a cease and desist. It's just a beg. It's just a begging. We can't actually tell you to stop. But
dear God, please. Here is $3 million. That's a lot of Nintendo money, actually, because those guys are frugal as shit. And honestly, the way that they seem to treat their employees in terms of, like, you look at the CEO's pay compared to the average employee's wage.
That's actually not true. The CEO from Nintendo, when the 3DS came out and the sales plummeted, he took quite a large pay cut to make sure that everyone else's pay stayed the same.
That is exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, sorry.
No. Thank you for elaborating, because I realized when you started explaining it, I was like, I gave no context.
You gave the wrong energy, too. It's not like you're being like, that guy? Fuck that guy.
No, praise that guy. Mm-hmm. Praise that guy. He's legit. Legit as fuck. Take notes.
If he's still around.
Everyone,
it's probably a different
that's a
guy
CEO
by now.
That's listening to this.
I will, Ed.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
The CEO of Pocket Cast.
That's right. What does that make me?
The CFO.
That's probably not a good idea.
It's just like second in command, right?
Sure, why not?
President, vice president.
I'll spend the money.
Can we just both be president? Because I don't want the...
Can we be El Presidente?
Ooh.
Both of us, though, El Presidente?
As one, we are El Presidente.
Ooh, with our powers combined.
You're Presidente.
Well, that's another cease and desist we can count on.
From who?
I don't know, the presidents?
Just all of them. All of them.
Any world leader that is titled that president?
Happens upon this.
Ooh, it's a tough crowd.
Tough crowd.
We played the weirdest, most unheard of, at least for me, game I've ever heard of in my life that I now have heard of because we played it, and I heard of it the last time when we discovered it, and that decided that's what we're going to play.
It is also, and to elaborate on what Ed is saying, it's please. Wild how far into the series the game is that we played.
Yeah.
And also how big this series is. There's like three different trilogies within the...
But there's three? I thought there was a trilogy.
No, there's three trilogies.
What the fuck?
Like three ages or sagas.
There's
or...
nine games?
Oh, there's more than that.
Oh, but this was only like one of two US releases, right?
One of no.
No?
One of like at the time, this was like the second or third US release.
Okay.
In the series. But now
there have been more since.
At this point in time, yeah. There's a ton on Switch. Yeah. There's remakes of like the original ones on Switch. I think the first one is, so the game that we played is Atelier Annie.
Alchemist of Sarah Island.
Good job, Ed.
Whew. No, I can just read it. Honestly, it's over there on the screen.
Good job. Still a good job. I didn't even think of that. So the first one is Atelier Marie, I want to say.
Fuck,
first
sure.
Came out on the PlayStation 1. And then I don't know which release we got first. I think it was on PS2. And I think by the time that it released on PS2 first in America, the style of the game had already changed. And then the DS version, the one that the game on the DS, the one that we played, is a much more relatable to the first type of game it was.
Gotcha.
The best way to describe this game would be hotel management. Not hotel management. Resource management.
Definitely resource management.
And then you've got like hotel things you can do. You've got little jobs. All these different things.
Fuckload of crafting.
You can decide where you're managing and how you're doing it, but it's all chill as fuck because I am so bad at those games. This game, super easy, just very... There is a guy, I showed you a clip of his video earlier, Hoodley on YouTube. He's got a video, covered this game a month ago. So funny timing because he's kind of in the same boat where this is a kind of a really unknown game. Not to him, because he is definitely an Atelier. Am I saying it?
Dude, I am not an authority on the on the pronunciation of this name.
He's a wizard on this stuff. Like, he seems to have a bunch of videos about the games.
Huge.
I think he's covering
fan?
The whole...
Is he a fan, or is this just like he's just discovered this and he's like, this is where I'm gonna find my content.
It seems like he's a fan.
All right, good for him. Big fan.
Big fan of the big.
I kind of like the gameplay loop. I'm going to be honest with you.
The go into detail there. What do you mean by that?
Oh, well.
The gameplay.
Okay, loop. So I've been playing a lot of Stardew Valley lately. And hopefully that's going to resonate with enough people that I don't actually have to go into depth to explain it too much.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of, kind of like you said, there's a lot of management. There's a reasonable amount of RPG-ness to it, to an extent, in that. Oh, fuck. You have your alchemy skill. Fuck, that might be it, I think. I mean, you have, like, levels to, like, various attractions or locations that you develop on your island. You're basically... Oh, man. It just reminded me... There's a lot of parallels, I think, to Stardew Valley in a...
I've seen that in a
gentle way
as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I feel some slight validation there. Thank God.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. And I think I had some, because even that kind of game, Stardew Valley, kind of intimidates me. This is baby's first Stardew Valley or Harvest Moon.
Sure.
Any kind of farm. I mean, this one you're not farming. I don't think there's any farming.
No, and in fact, it's almost point and clicky.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, but if you really think about how you interact with the game and its controls and et cetera, it's mostly point and clicky. Combat is turn-based.
It's the most simple turn-based
RPG. Yeah, super simple turn-based.
To, like, just auto through it.
Oh, I'm so, okay. Pause, because you didn't?
I didn't find it until, like, the end.
Damn, dude. Again, I was going to text you, I just did, and I don't have a good reason. And we've talked about this. Like, we need to immediately text each other things that we find in a game to make sure. Well, and
I didn't see a need to, because the ability to skip through dialogue in this game is so...
unparalleled. Oh, my God.
They knew. So there's, like, this game is for kids-ish, it feels like. The story itself is just very, like, it's cute, it's fun, the dialogue is there.
It's kitschy.
There's sometimes where it's funny to read whatever their conversation is. I don't know if that affected the audio or not, but that's hilarious.
I have to hope so.
Oh, cat scratch fever.
Yes, sir.
So, the dialogue, though, is just, it's not... You can play through the game, and I feel like skip every piece of dialogue and not be lost or anything. You know, it's all very
It's pretty inconsequential.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that there were a couple of times where I would realize at the very, like, the last piece of conversation in the dialogue, and you could tell only because suddenly green text, and then it's gone, and you're like, I just accepted a quest. And it would never show up in your, like, jobs menu, which is where you go to see, like, quests that you've accepted. And so I'm like, well, and then and every once in a while it'll, like, change days, and I'm like, oh, I failed that quest. I'm like, whatever. What fucking ever, dude?
Because nothing matters as far, like, and it's so just laid back about it.
It's super chill, and it's
I just kept alchemizing things.
Yeah.
And selling them just to the weapon store, and...
I will say this. Like, I felt that there was a mild barrier to entry, only because like, I felt like it holds your hand, and then it just kind of drops your hand, and you're like, oh, maybe you spent a lot of time explaining fucking nothing about Dick, and then I'm like, okay, here's the whole gameplay loop. I can do all of the things now, but it doesn't really show you how to piece any of it together to make a cohesive. Well, call it again. I hate to repeat the term, but gameplay loop, right? Like,
yeah,
because you have to go out and collect items. You can refine the items into other necessary components for more crafting, and then you can go and collect missions. And there's some, again, random turn-based combat, which will fuck your shit up if you go in solo. I don't know if you went in solo. Holy fuck.
I did okay for the first little bit, but I was like, yeah, I need to get the fuck out of here. This was a bad call. I feel you. I know exactly what you mean, and I think it holds your hand, and then it says... make sure to talk to everybody.
Yeah, and then I always want to skip that step.
You kind of do, but it's dreadful. The dialogue is just, it's not the best part of the game. So when you go to talk to them, sometimes there's some things you're supposed to catch. So the first dialogue with every character you should pay attention to.
Yeah.
After that,
who gives a fuck, dude?
It doesn't matter. So if you pay attention there, you'll be okay. But even then, I know exactly what you mean, because I... got the map made,
to do,
and then after that, they're just like, "All right, you have 4 months to do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah,
and you better do some cool shit in your time." Like, I don't know. I can make clean water right now.
Oh, dude, it took me long to figure out how to make the water, dude. I was like, I just assumed, like, oh, if it's the first mission, it's got to be a random resource I can collect. No. And then I don't know if you realize this, but if you go into the refinement menu, like your crafting menu, the required component in the recipe uses a different icon than it does elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
if you go into the subtext, it's described as that item, but it's a different icon. And that fucked me up so hard because I kept, there's like 16 menus worth of shit that you can craft, and I'm just like I'm just like going through looking to match the image, and I'm like, how the fuck do I make this? And on the first, it's the first fucking thing you have to do in the game. And I'm like, how the fuck do I find this item? Like, I can't buy it. Dude, I was losing my shit. Once I figured that out, I made a little
progress. Well, and as you read it, so getting that water that you have to use to turn into the clean water that you can then sell, that just starts the whole everything.
Oh, right? Dude, yeah, it's just a snowball, and
you
I
have
think
to go to
after that point it does well
because you have the basin and the quarry, right?
Yeah, like your little resource node.
And you
areas.
Go to the basin and you go up to the water, and you click, and you don't get water. And I didn't know for the first couple times that you're supposed to farm these spots.
Yeah,
it you just click me, it until it's gone. So I clicked it like too. A couple times, and then like it would just be the same thing over and over.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, okay, this is just not where I'm supposed to get this,
yeah, this
water.
Is just random bullshit.
No, you are. You're just supposed to click it until your ability to click goes away. It's very simple. Point and click because there's like three exclamation marks in your map, and you go walk up to it. You click on it four times.
Yep.
There's a battle encounter. You click on it three more times and it disappears. You do that with all of those things. Take them back to the town. Craft what you can. Sell what you can. Do everything that you can within the town because you got so many. Like every time you make a move to the basin, the quarry, or your water park or whatever extensions you have built.
Yeah, it burns days.
It burns days.
Yeah.
And everything is, you know.
And even then, just like, just doing shit.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go through time. It's,
yeah.
I couldn't get a good feel for the.
I burned a week at the alchemy station, not realizing
just AFKing or what?
No, just like making stuff.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and even, okay, so I figured out, I really min-maxed skipping
mid-maxed.
In this game. Yeah, I figured out every nuance I could come up with to skip every animation, every sequence possible. And I had, honest to God, I had the inputs down to a science. When you go to collect these resources at each of these hotspots at each location, for every interaction, there's like almost like a pause, but you can skip the pause. And so I'll just reach over and I would just like alternate back and forth. And dude, I could clear a spot so fast, but it would burn me. It burned through like 2 days every single time. And I was like, I mean, that's bullshit, but I get it. Like time still passes. And when you're straight up doing something, it like, it'll churn through. So I would, yeah, you know, I would burn through a couple of days going through all the shit.
It's the, it's the most satisfying and weirdest thing to go and do too. Like to get every resource going. What I would do is just craft whatever I could possibly craft or alchemize, whatever. Yeah. And then take it to the shop, go and pick up every job that I could so I could just report
and just
it right
dump
away.
Them. Oh.
That dopamine release, dude.
Dude, the
so...
guild. The, or the,
yeah,
the Adventurer's
yeah,
Guild jobs.
Yeah.
Those you could just fucking, dude, just churn them. And the jobs would reset instantly once you cleared them. You just have to back out of the menu and go back in.
And you only collect do so many jobs at once.
Yeah, it would cut you off. That sucked.
And I didn't realize I had, so I just kept like clicking through this text because like you have not.
I mean, I'm not
the
reading
text.
It. Yeah, yeah.
Like,
I did the same thing.
Oh,
that's fucking hilarious.
I'm in a loop, aren't I?
How much money did you end up making? Do you remember?
Well, so you make that first amount that you can't spend on anything besides the town because so the game is that you are this girl who is a hermit and you are obsessed with money and cute boys, and so your grandpa Facts. Is a great alchemist and your parents go to him and say we need help, she is a bum, and so they get help from grandpa by him basically disappearing from the village that he lives in, the island he lives on, and she has to take over. And as she goes in, there's also some kind of contest going on for a bunch of alchemist kids. And they are actually being tricked into turning this, this like, island
yeah.
into a resort island, and whoever does the best job and does the most work to turn the island into a resort island wins the same.
You get the the prince.
Well, that's not even initially supposed to be part of the reward, and then somehow the king decides to throw that in.
Just like last second. Like, and you know what? You win this, you get to fuck my son. Hopefully a chick wins, I guess.
Well, he says either or. You get the princess or the
Oh, that's prince. Right. He doesn't yeah, yeah, send depending daughter, on who. That's right.
Yeah, so that's the story of the game. So, yeah.
Also, your question I just want to throw that out there. How much? Stardew Valley, Grandpa. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
So your question was, how much money did I make? Well, when you complete your first quest, which is like tutorial island stuff.
Yeah.
You get, is it like 20 million gold or something like that?
Something
it's
like
an
that.
Insane amount, but you can only spend it on
like park shit. Or like things development, to
development things, yeah.
Yeah, you can't actually buy like.
But
supplies.
I think I made a little under 30,000.
30,000?
Yeah. How about you?
I made 1.2 million.
Who? Without counting that.
Yeah.
Lump that it gave you, obviously. Yeah. Good for you. You played this a bit more than I did.
I just honestly went through. So I, once I figured out how to like acquire companions and then subsequently I started churning out like more resources, and then I just started just spamming the fuck out of jobs. And then I was did you unlock the third resource area?
No, I didn't.
So,
and from the video I'd seen, the guy unlocked it way before I did.
I don't remember what. Like, I don't know for sure because I didn't actually look it up or anything. But when it happened, I felt confident that I knew what the trigger was to open up the third area. I don't remember for the life of me what it was.
Probably just talking to someone that I didn't talk to.
It could be that or just the progress I was making. Because I think I hit, like, everyone, myself included, but everyone in my party was, like, level 13 or 14. And geared the fuck up for the level. And just trouncing shit. But even then, like the first time I went to the third area, like I was like, oh, these guys hit pretty fucking hard.
Oh, really?
And they'll tank some shit. But up until I figured out that I could essentially hire a party for free, because friendship, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I was struggling, and I just could not figure out what to do or where to go. But as soon as I figured that out, I just kind of went ham.
Did you dig much into the shop that you have? Because you have a shop and you can make a friend.
I did hire the restaurant chick.
I did too.
Nice.
But then I couldn't figure out, like, you can't put supplies into your shop. And
yeah, I don't actually know. My thought is that the performance of your shop is based entirely on what you like craft via alchemy or refine or whatever, the quality of those items. And then I know that like your fame, which goes up by completing jobs,
yeah,
will attract people to your shop. Unless it's like one of the other locations, which are kind of have their own closed ecosystem, like the park.
Yeah, the park. Yeah, I remember that one. That mini game was like a stop and go kind of thing.
The desk?
No.
Like you had to scrub the desk or something, and then you had to like stop before the meter filled up, because otherwise you'd be on cooldown until the whole thing reached zero.
No, there's a bunch of different mini games.
Yeah,
that
dude,
you.
That was.
Those are.
It
fun.
Was kind of fun.
There's the wood chopping one that you had to do.
Oh, I fucked with that one.
Yeah,
dude.
And then there was one where like I don't know how it works. Oh, your meter goes up and you have to hit it at the perfect, like the loudest time, and it's a megaphone.
Oh, I never got that one.
As you do it, more and more people come, and that was a way to bring in more people to your park.
Damn,
yeah.
I never got that one. Damn.
Yeah. There's a lot of things in this game. And I felt like I just scraped the surface of it.
Yeah.
But it is all... It was nice. That's what we kept saying. It was a nice game.
It was a pleasant playing experience.
It's a pleasant experience.
Yeah.
But it's almost too chill. Because I don't think I could see myself playing through this game.
Yeah.
I could see maybe a big fan of the series playing through the game. I could see at the time, like in the era when this came out, this is like a great intro to Harvest Moon, but they have Harvest Moon on the DS. They have, you know, you had a bunch of other games like this, so it's not like it's the only one out there.
Yeah, this is definitely, I don't think, just I'd choose it over.
I do like, and this is something that the guys, Hoodley,
Hoodley,
he talks about it being a nice change of pace for an RPG. You're never going to try to kill some god with your childhood friends.
Yeah, you're it definitely not, doesn't take itself too seriously.
There's something that they say about all of these games, not just this one. Well, except for a couple that where they tried to make the game more into a regular RPG kind of thing.
Sure.
But sticking to the actual formula of those games, there's never an actual antagonist in the game. Like, there's no bad guy that you're going against. Your bad guy is the monsters that are stopping you, I guess, from your resources. You know, if you could even call them that. You know, it's like...
And even then, you're just beating up slimes.
Yeah, you really are. It's just a kind
of... local fauna.
Take up some...
You're just like, hey, fuck off, caterpillar. This is my leaf. Just clobbering the fuck out of insects. Yeah, that's the gist.
Which I like. It's a nice. It is a nice change of pace. I do.
Yeah,
that.
There's. It's a I, very did, I never felt RPG. Super punished by anything, and to that extent, I'd be interested to see where it goes, because it obviously has a progression. You're working through, like, you have a combat level, which so far is really nothing more than to just scale your attack and defense and etc. So that way, when you go to the next resource area that has the next tier of shit for crafting, that, you know, you can defeat them, and so that's kind of fun, but I, you know, there's a certain balance that comes with that kind of gameplay loop, and again, it was chill at, like, I feel like the kind of entry level that we got to, so I'd be interested to see if it gets any better, if it has any other twists or added features or anything like that. But it,
from what
I looks pretty linear.
It's this for the rest of the game.
Yeah.
And there is something mesmerizing about the loop, the gameplay loop, where it's very easy to get kind of sucked into it.
Sure.
And then also it's great for before bed, because it's that kind of loop where it's monotonous, and then the next thing you know, you're like sitting there with your eyes closed, and you're just walking into a corner, right?
Yeah, like, no, just
like I'm drifting. I just accidentally made it so many clean waters.
Just getting into the hyperspace lane. Yeah, I had so much shit on me that I, honest to God, was never going to use it. I'm just chilling. I'm like, I should have gone to bed 45 minutes ago. Like you said, I'm still sitting here making clean water.
Like, no, like, it's just so funny because, like, it kind of pays off, because there's an alchemy level to it as well. The more alchemy you do, the higher your level gets. The higher your level gets, the more stuff you can build. Mm-hmm. And every time you hit that new alchemy level, or your equipment will level up too.
Oh, yeah.
Every time either of those happen, let's look through and see what I can make.
Yeah, what's the new shit? Did you notice that you can buy those books at the library?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck yeah.
What I had trouble understanding was, in order to make an iron sword, you need an iron sword.
Yeah, that drove me nuts as well. I did eventually. What? Yeah, you have to go to the shop and buy this.
But
I didn't get that either. Like, in my head, I'm like, I'm just refining it to a better version that's generally available. But I'm like, I still have to start with a fucking iron. Like, there's the quarry. Can I just produce iron? What the fuck? That's where you chose to go with this? Like, maybe they wanted to have a gold sink or something, and they couldn't come up with a better mechanic, but that also frustrated
me. Dude, that was so dumb. I was like, I'm not doing this. I'm not. I guess in other games, there are materials more so than there are specific items that you need. For example, with this clean water that we keep talking about, you needed mineral water from the spring.
Yeah.
In other games, it would just be a water. You could be the mineral water. It could be the stream water. It could be any kind of water, as long as it's water. So that makes a lot more sense.
Makes way more sense. You know, That would also, that was the specific item I was talking about that had the fucked up graphic between menus.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Fucking mineral water.
Yeah.
I hate that shit. IRL and in gamer world. That shit sucks. Mm.
Speaking of things that suck, I would be remiss not to go back to last week's episode. Lord of the Rings, Aragorn's Quest. The ladders.
Oh, we did not, we have not discussed ladders.
We did in a
video game. We said we were going to talk about ladders. Ago,
we said we were going to talk about ladders again or something. We brought the ladders back up.
That's right.
That was another a great chance because they sucked.
Dude, they were, ass. What a great, oh, fantastic segue, dude. I can't believe we didn't talk about it at all. Yeah. The fuck, some of the worst ladder mechanics I have ever seen, dude. You get stuck in the loop, I'm assuming, where you just keep going up and down the ladder? Yeah. Sick, dude. Yeah,
and then also, because once you start, you can't stop the ladder. But
no.
It's just...
Animation then, sequence engaged. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck your feelings.
And fucking they would ladders. Set you up every time, too, with, like, those trolls or goblins, whatever the fuck was up. But like they always had someone at the top of the ladder...
Uh-huh.
Oh, dude.
And then they would go up the ladder and oh, dude, you give me flashbacks. Holy shit. Those fucking ladders, dude. I've been playing a lot of walking sims on PC lately.
Yeah.
And I'm doing this one right now. I told you a little bit about it.
Mm-hmm.
Underground Nazi tunnels. Honestly, mixed reviews on Steam. I'm having a fantastic time with it. I love the whole thing. Beautiful game. Its chief complaint on Steam reviews is that it is a super, super slow walking simulator. And to be fair, they're not wrong. It's very... Your character does not move fast, period.
You're in a scary-ass tunnel.
Dude, in the ladders. Like... Oh, the ladders. It's always... It's a two-stage animation sequence. Because animation to basically get on or get off. And then you have to control the direction with the arrow or with, you know, WASD to go up or down. But it's just slow, dude. It's just.
I can picture it so well. I've never seen this, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
And you can't. Oh, and I might also add, you can't turn your head at all. And your head is just stuck straight ahead just right at the ladder. Yeah, so I'm just like. Oh boy, every ladder, dude. Every other like vaulting or ducking or any other animation in this game, which is equally spread out in terms of pacing, fine. But the ladders, dude. Just a subtle note to anyone that might be interested in video game development, don't fuck up your ladders. And if you're concerned about your ability to implement quality ladder mechanics, just don't.
Stairs are always an option.
Stairs are a great option.
They are.
Elevators are huge. I am actually. Holes in the floor.
Stairs I'm big on. I'm really big on stairs. And something I think about a lot is the Final Fantasy like 7 and 9 mm-hmm. and how the stairs look and how like, you know, what I'm, can you picture what I'm talking about?
I'm not going to lie to you. The only thing in my head right now is Mario running up infinite stairs, and I can't think of anything else no matter how hard I try. I'm so sorry.
What I'm thinking about is like the backgrounds. We've talked about this before for a game like Final Fantasy VII, where it's a it's like a image separate from the game itself. I can't remember what the word is for it. It's going to kill me.
That's
someone in the comments. Help me out here.
Yeah, hook it up.
So, those stairs, excellent. I love some good stairs.
Good stairs are nice.
The stairs in the Final Fantasy Tactic games, excellent stairs.
Good stairs.
They look beautiful. You can do beautiful elements with your stairs.
Oh, God. What was it? Was it Dragon? No. Was it Dragon Quest?
They just have the little, it's like a staircase in the room that you just step on and you just go up to the next.
Oh, no. No, it's, God, it had the time travel mechanics. Not Dragon Quest.
Oh, Chrono Trigger.
Chrono Trigger. Stairs.
Yeah.
Fantastic stairs. That's
the same kind of thing as the Final Fantasy.
Okay. Yeah. Hell yeah, yep. Dude. Yep. Beautiful stairs. Honestly. Yes. What a way to do it. Take notes, people.
Yeah.
Because nothing will shit crash a game harder than dog shit ladder mechanics. And frankly, ladders shouldn't be used anywhere unless we're talking about like, I don't know, like a fireman simulator.
Or a lighthouse person.
Again, spiral staircase inside.
Oh, yeah, right. They don't have ladders. Yeah, yeah, you're right. Well, I feel like they have a ladder at like the very
top. Submarine there. Would be an acceptable. Yeah. But again.
A boat. Any boat.
Any boat. But again, limited.
Ooh.
Limited requirements here.
Speaking of, so before I get off of this, you're talking about walking simulators.
Yeah.
Have you ever played Dear Esther?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that's if you're on like a kick right now, that's the...
I haven't played through it in a long time.
It's so good.
And I will...
It is.
I won't lie. I have been tempted to... to re-download it and play.
That's
it
a game
again.
Where the walking is really slow as well. But I think the narration and everything is just so good with all of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those games, though, a time and place, maybe. Because.
I don't think I've played that one.
No. That game.
You're talking about the phrase, not a game.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Because.
Gotcha. I was like, I don't think that's the same genre, but okay. I'm
take hearing. That game like back then.
Mm hmm.
When the game came out, 2012, I'm going to throw it out there. I don't know.
I would say that's a decent ballpark.
So when that game came out, you showed that game to a non-gamer, and they would probably be into it because it's so...
Zero barrier to entry.
Yeah. You're just walking, and the story's being told to you, and it immediately... If you're showing it to someone, you probably know that they like a good, deep, story, and so
that's exactly what it is.
They're gonna pull it's gonna pull them in right away. But I feel like nowadays if you show that to anybody, I don't know if they would be as open-minded to it. But it's so funny because that's like pre-Firewatch, right? That's what I think.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good. Yeah, Firewatch was a pretty big like big hit to
and they I feel like they
a...
like stopped like walking simulators just felt like they just like they were too many of them and then they all just stopped and there's none coming out anymore.
There are some decent ones there, and there's one in particular. Is Oblivion Obsidian
an Elder Scrolls game?
That is an Elder Scrolls game. It's something along those lines. It's either Oblivion or Obsidian, I think. Watch it be neither of those two. Yeah. Not even start with an O.
Huh.
And I was trying to think of the studio because they've been working on a new title that I was really excited for.
Oh, Sex Dungeon 2024?
I mean, that is also a title that I'm interested in, but it's not the one I was thinking of.
I figure it's probably kind of a walking simulator.
Yeah, maybe.
I've never played perhaps. One, so I can only assume...
Well, I know what we're doing for the next episode. I fuck with walking sims. Stanley's Parable is a fantastic one that I think
that
was
is
a huge one.
I always forget about that one. I almost don't even consider it, but it totally is. Absolutely walking simulator, but it's just such a like intense one. But you're right. Yeah,
it is. I would describe it as a like it just has a significantly stronger voice. And a totally, it's a different breed, I think, of walking sims, but because there's a bit of a puzzling aspect to it, it's almost kind of like Portal. Because I would even go as I would hear me out here, I would generously extend my personal unique definition of walking sim to barely include something such as Portal. In that its primary function, in my opinion. Aside from, it has two primary objectives, again, in my opinion. One, to provide wicked-ass puzzles that are super dope, honest to God. Two,
deliver
to tell a
story.
Badass yeah. fucking story, dude.
Okay, then any game with good stories.
No, again, think Venn diagram status here, okay? I'm not looping the whole thing in under the umbrella here, but there's definitely a corner of it that's not getting wet, okay? That's all I'm saying. But, so Subliminal. Yeah, I said that one right. Another game that I recently played. It's the one where... Or is it just Liminal? Fuck, man. I don't know. It's one of those. It's the whole thing is, like, you can pick things up and drop them.
It's all about perspective.
Also a puzzle game. But, again, that same vibe of, like, there's no combat. There's no real interaction with the game other than picking shit up and putting shit down. So puzzles are a huge component of the game, but again, I feel like its primary function is to walk you through.
Is there a story in that game?
Entrenched 100%, but it's very loose and like okay, so Jesus. Little backstory.
Oh, it's kind of like Control. You know, that third-person shooter. Primarily, like, primarily though, you walk a lot in the game. And then, walking. And you walk.
And they talk about shit. There's a story. And they tell a story.
Delivered. I mean, yeah, there's guns and there's physics-based groundbreaking elements. It's
not even a close
it.
Comparison. Subliminal's a good game. I don't think it's subliminal, though. I think that's pretty close, but I don't know.
I think it's super liminal.
It is super liminal. Fuck.
Super liminal.
Now you choose to be smart about it and not be a cocksucker. Dope.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Well, anyway, I've been playing fun games. And I think that they're all pretty walkery, simulatory.
The other game that you made me think of recently just was The Ship. Have you ever played The Ship?
The party deception game?
Yes. God. What a great game. What all these games have in common? Source engine.
Oh, I was going to say walking.
Also, that's a game I guess you could say is a walking simulator. It's sure. It's definitely a simulator of some sort, and there's a lot of walking in
there's
it.
There's a fuckload of walking.
And there's bathroom breaks as well.
There are bathroom breaks. I forgot about that. Yeah, what a unique function.
I love it. They put the Sims-like functions in there. This is a game where when you're on a ship and when the round begins, you have a hit on your list that you have to kill, and you are on someone else's list then you have to be killed. And you don't know who is who. You just have a name. So you have to kind of go up and interact with them to see if you got the right name or not. And then you have to kind of not be suspected by this person. At the same time, you're being worried that someone's trying to kill you as well. And so they have the Sims-like aspects in there. So that way it's like, oh, I have to sleep. And that's very unfortunate because I know I'm being followed.
Yeah, 100%. You're gonna get kill murdered. Me.
Or I got to take a shit. Or I got to shower. You'll get depressed if you don't socialize. So you still have to go and like intermingle with the guests on the ship.
Man, there is a lot going on in that game. It's
such
I forget
a fun
about it.
Fucking game. It's the most forgotten game, I feel like. I miss it.
It is a good one. And, you know, there are a lot of good social deception games. And as much as I enjoy... what I'm about to say is, honestly, it's going to dog on Among Us quite a bit. But I actually really like Among Us. It's a solid fucking game.
Yeah.
But I still think it was just so big and so loud for such a time that it just kind of burned me on the whole of the genre, I suppose.
I had a previous experience to this, and I know what was funny. So back in the day, there was a game called Mafia, and in Mafia, there was no visual representation. This was a text-based multiplayer game online.
Dude, hell yeah.
So some of you are Mafia members, some of you are townspeople, one of you is the sheriff. It's all kind of similar to Among Us, where it's a social deception game and you vote people out and you're trying to vote the right people out, and the mafia members can do different things in the night, and then the next day someone's dead and someone's not, or you know, and there's a whole trial that goes on. And that was my taste of that. That was all I knew of that world. And I remember it sucking me in at the time and just having a blast with it and getting really into figuring out how to be good at that game.
Were you playing this at school in the lab or something?
No, it was an after school thing. The homies online were playing it, and we just all got really into this game.
Oh, dude, I would have loved to have had access to
that's really funny
muds
when
and
you're
stuff
all,
like that as a kid
when you're all in a voice chat, right?
Oh shit, that's even
and
better.
You're all playing, so someone's like, oh, the blah blah, the mafia just killed me, and you're trying hard not to laugh because you just fucked over your homie, right? But if you laugh, then everyone else is gonna know guy's mafia, we're gonna vote you out next round. So that adds a whole nother level to the game too.
That's
because then you can fuck with each other. And yeah, so that was my taste of it. Then it was gone. You know, we did it for three months and then never thought of it again.
Damn.
And then Among Us comes out, and I told Morgan about it. And that's a game that Mafia is a game that they used to play in real life. Like, and I can't explain perfectly how they could do that.
Huh.
But it's like, I don't know if it was like a
I know there are some like card games and stuff like that that have like this exact same gameplay style.
Yeah, but it's just like an in-person experience, which I think would make it way harder.
Oh, God. Yeah, the poker face and shit. Yeah. Just like looking at your dog and just lying to their face.
When we did have a group of us playing Among Us, I was the worst because any time that I was the bad guy, I would just start laughing when the round would begin. Like, it's just because, like, everyone's trying to figure out who is who and what's going on. And I would just laughing his ass off. And everyone knew it was me the moment I would start laughing. I just couldn't keep it together. I just get that shit-eating grin. And then, like, anything can just make me combust once I have the shitty
god damn it going. You're the worst. I was not great at being the killer either. I was really good at doing tasks, though. Tasks was my lane.
Yeah, I mean, and I would always the easiest part of the game.
It was just fun. I would just run around and, you know,
do your job, fucking joking and bantering, do my job. Yeah, I get yoinked, man.
And then I could just like hang out and, you know, just so not have any responsibility anymore,
just fuck around in dead chat.
I used to do this thing where every time I was the killer, I would just immediately call a meeting and I'd be like, I'm the killer. And then I was just like, I'm a dog shit killer, like, you're not gonna have fun playing this with me as the killer, so I'm just gonna kill people, like, and I won't be like secretive about it. I'll just yoink someone and then everyone will see. So,
well, give someone else a chance as well, wasn't it? Because then people started making custom game types.
Oh yeah, there's hella custom game types now. Yeah. But I did finally have one round where I just aced the entire thing. But that's also part of the strategy, was that I had been confirming the fact that I was the killer for like 5 rounds in a row. And then I was the killer and I was like, look guys, I don't want to be the killer. I tell you every time I'm the killer. Meanwhile, homie's muted in the Discord losing his fucking mind.
There was a role in Mafia called the Joker or something like that, the jester. And if you can get yourself hung before the end of the game, you win and no one else wins.
Oh shit, that's a good fucking role.
It's hard though because people know that there's a jester in the
So you don't want to go, you don't want to hang somebody who's like, oh, it was me,
it's me, I did it. Like, no, okay, you're the jester. They have to like
sneakily be suspicious. Damn, that's really good actually. Yeah. That's a good layer to add on. Yeah. I'll fuck with that.
Yeah, I like those a lot.
Man, that is really good. Oh man, we a lot of good games. Well, that's what we do over here. We just big gamer it up all the time. Whether it's
Far Cry.
Oh yeah, Far Cry. Yeah,
we've been playing the fuck Far Cry. Tribes.
Tribes 3, man. What a fucking game.
What a wild game. It's like someone takes my dreams and makes a video game out of it.
Oh, dude. I'm finally getting the hang of the surfing.
Oh, it's so sad. Oh,
dude. We just ripping around, dude. And then you just smoke somebody flying past them.
Uh-huh. Oh. Oh, a little terrorizer. Took out half your health. It is. Yeah. Mm. Or a really satisfying one is when they're flying in to come get the flag. And you get them, and it just messes up their trajectory, and they don't get the flag. They just
hit a wall or something instead. Like, get fucked, dude. You thought you were about to make points?
No.
Get the fuck out of here. This is my house.
The e-grab, when you grab the enemy flag right before they're going to score with your flag.
You can do that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, think about that as a strategy next time. Is if someone is getting close to capping, because this is a capture the flag game.
Indeed.
If someone is going to get close to capping with the flag, rather than trying to kill them, try to get their flag because they can't score without their flag. If you get the flag within them having the score, like if there's so many meters within scoring and you grab it, it's called an e-grab. So it's an emergency grab. Like, you're not trying to score with it, but you're just trying to get it out of there so that they can't score.
I got you. Okay, yeah, you said e-grab, and I immediately thought you were like, using the E button to like rip it out of the dude's hand. I was like, bro, that's a game changer. Everything. You can just rip it out of some dude's hand.
There is a grenade that makes them drop it though.
Oh, that's right, there is.
Yeah, that's nice.
Honest to God, I
hit it once.
That's pretty good, actually.
It was a great, satisfying hit.
I always forget that I have utility. Like, it's hard enough for me in my little monkey brain to be able to plot my course when I'm flying around so I don't just smoke a wall and stop
lose all your...
and also shoot at the same time. That takes enough concentration, and my brain's like, I don't have space to also apply the tactical efficiency and utility right now.
I'm with you.
So I oftentimes forget I have that. Sometimes, though.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes. But usually then I go full, like, brain dead, and I just stand there using utility, and then some dude picks me up. I'm like, that's fair.
You have to stop moving.
We never claim to be good at games. Oh, we just have fun playing them.
We have a blast playing them. That is, we're really good at games.
You know, sometimes.
No, I'm not saying that we are effective gamers.
Oh, we're just good gamers
because we always have fun.
Yeah, we're morally conscious and aware gamers.
And we're just having fun.
Yeah, we try to make good choices in life, and we like playing video games.
Fun games.
Played some non-fun games. I've played a lot of non-fun games,
actually. Sometimes non-fun games are fun.
I've gone back to games that I did not have fun playing a second time later on to see if I might now have fun playing it. Most of the time not. But sometimes you rediscover a hidden gem that maybe you didn't have the patience for before.
Kenshi? That's the game
I want to get into that one.
I have it. It's so much to get into. It is like...
Same with Dwarven Fortress.
I would really love to get into that. Me too.
I have all my woes.
It's one of those things that I wish I would have gotten into way back in the day.
Uh-huh.
Because then I would have had more time to learn about it. Even then, though, I don't know.
Dude, if I could go back in time, I would have hooked my little kid self with like RuneScape years ago, and I'd be maxed account by now.
Yeah. It's also
give me a time machine.
So you put 3,000 hours into a game. You could have put that into like
studying the blade. Nah, dude. let me get that woodcut
or the axe.
I did always want to like be kind of disgustingly secretly good at the guitar and just casually bust it out and like, you know, you've known me for 20 years at this point, and I just like bust out a guitar and lay down some sick tunes, and you're like.
Morgan and I had been together for probably a year, maybe 2 years.
Yeah,
and there was a guy at the bar. When she was working at the bar, that was saying, yeah, no, Fletcher's really good at guitar. I'm not. I wasn't then. I'm not now. I never have been. This guy had never seen me play guitar. I was surprised that he knew I played guitar. And he said that he'd seen me at a jam one time or something and that I just shredded. You know, like I'm just this great guitarist. She's like, no, he's not. He's like, no, Fletcher. She's like, yeah, pulls up a picture of me and like, this guy, that's, you know, he's an amazing guitarist. And she's like, well, he has a guitar. I don't know if I've ever, like, really seen him play it a lot. I've seen him mess around with it a little bit, but, like, I don't think so. And so for, I don't know, like, a month there, I think she was not convinced that I wasn't. Like, she was convinced that I was good at guitar, and I was just, like, keeping it secret. I was like, I'm not. He was drunk. I don't know.
Just so we're clear.
I do.
This isn't one of those things.
I'm not, like, Ron Swanson, you know, on the side. Like, I'm secretly laying down tracks.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Dude.
Nope. I wish this was all true.
I was like,
thanks, dude, for the fucking shout-out and all that. Like, I appreciate it.
Yeah, pick another skill set that is obtainable. Like, give me something I could
kind of
maybe put together. Like, like
I always be like, listen, look, this is the best I can play. I know like 4 chords. I've never shredded in my life.
That's so fucking great, dude. Dude, just hammered, just watching you pluck out chords. Like it's just like, holy fuck, this guy's the next Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, man.
Ugh, quality.
You were working on a segue there, and I really...
I was, but now I was just thinking of a relatable story, and it was just about a time where someone confused me for something I wasn't, and it was homeless. So.
Similar.
Pretty similar. I mean, the guy just, like, gave me $5, and I was just sitting there eating a sandwich. I was like, I just stopped on my way home from work to grab a sandwich.
I know. I see the uniform. Just keep on working.
I wasn't even wearing a uniform. I was just dressed in my day clothes.
I was a dancer, a sign dancer.
Oh, same. Same.
And someone pulled up and he was like, "Hey, man, how much do they pay you?" I was like, $9 an hour. That's not enough, and handed me $30. It was like, get some dinner on me tonight or something.
Jesus. Was that before Collins?
Yeah, no, that was in Omaha, actually.
That was in Omaha?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. It was a very nice thing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Like, you're out here dancing your ass off, and you're getting paid $9 an hour, man. Get a fucking job.
Dude, you remember Sign Guy? I don't actually remember.
Did you ever see
his name.
The interview with Sign Guy?
He did an interview.
He did a news interview. So in Fort Collins, I bet he's still got to be out there.
Oh, I'm sure, dude. He'll dance until he's dead.
It was for a paint company. I don't remember which paint company, do you? But I remember it was house painting company or something. And this dude was out there with his sign fucking getting it every day.
Every fucking day, dude.
8 hours.
It didn't matter. Dude, you drove past that intersection, you were blessed.
He fucking got down. So he got such... I mean, people talked about him.
He was a staple of the community. Like, nobody knew who he was, but everyone, if you were like Sign Guy,
so they did an interview. Knew. They did an interview on the local news channels.
Fuck yeah.
And they asked him, "So, like, what are you listening to?"
Oh, no. I'm so nervous.
They asked him, "What are you listening to?"
No.
And he goes, "Strange music." You know, like, strange, like Tech N9ne. Strange music is the name of his.
That's it? That's what he's jamming to the whole time?
So, but this lady doesn't know what that means. So he then has to go in to explain that's because she thinks he means weird music. He just listens.
Right. He's like, "I'm just listening to bloop, bloop.
Strange, weird music in here." And he is, I don't know. I wouldn't say he's definitely a druggie. But being a person, being people that have done that job, you got to be of a different mindset.
Especially to do it
as hard as he did for that long. Like, there may be no drugs involved. Maybe drugs need to be involved, right?
But honestly, dude, give this man a sedative.
This guy just didn't seem like, you know, the most normal guy. So then he's going on trying to explain to this lady what strange music is.
God, that sounds like a fucking train wreck.
But yeah, so then you think about the way that guy was dancing, and he was listening to like Tech N9ne, and I don't know what else is on strange music.
I don't either. That's not the vibe I was picking up.
Not what I was ever getting out of that.
No.
Yeah.
In fact, I could have seen him.
I think it might be one of the biggest shout outs strange music has ever done.
That's fucking great. Dude, man was putting on a show 24/7. Honest to God, I was like, now, like, not to say that 20-year-olds don't have perspective on shit, anyway, at 30 plus, I feel, at least I'm at a point in my life where I look at that and I'm like, man, I don't know that I could feel good about myself if that's where I was at this age currently.
However,
and I'm not talking shit. I'm
just
like,
how physically fit that guy was.
That's another component in and of itself.
Like,
I'm not getting
like
out there for 5 minutes.
He never had a shirt on. He was fucking, he was like ripped, and he was definitely out of, I don't know, maybe mid to late 30s. He was not a young guy doing it.
No, homie was crushing it.
And he was rocking it. And then think about the stamina that you build up doing that.
Oh.
You get to be outside all day. You're a local fucking staple. People love to see you on their way to work. You make some kids' days. Like, little kids probably love
to
see him.
He's a legend.
I mean, you have to imagine they're paying him good fucking money.
See, that's...
And I like to think that.
Okay, so you and I are definitely on the same page in that I would fantasize about... Well, also, yeah, paid dog shit. Fuck that gig, dude. I was the Statue of Liberty for Liberty Tax.
I would have taken that so much over being the smoothie sign guy. I didn't have a costume.
I don't disagree. Like, the costume was nice because it provided anonymity.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, that thing was a sweat lodge, and you were not the only person wearing it.
Yeah, that is a...
So that is... It has its own pitfalls.
Did that job pay cash? Because one of mine did. I had one that didn't, and I had one that did.
I don't remember.
And getting paid cash for that made way more sense.
I think I was W-2, bro.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's rough.
It was a rough gig.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't.
I think I told those guys to pound sand because he.
I liked my first one when I was actually like dancing, and yeah. then the second gig they said you couldn't dance, and also though that was from like at 18 I was a signed dancer where I actually danced. At like 20, 21 I was a sign holder that waved at people.
Fuck holding and waving. Dude.
Holding and waving sucks. So
sucks
bad.
So much it's ass,
so awkward.
Dude.
You can only listen to so much stuff. It gets so fucking boring. And like at least when you're dancing, you're doing something.
You're
I
moving
guess.
And grooving,
you're moving,
dude.
Like,
I could maybe get away now with the access that I have to like podcasts and audiobooks. That might be a different story.
Yeah,
I think I would still not feel super rewarded in my life.
No, I mean I did enjoy. There was fun about it, and like, you know, getting to be outside was nice. But there's a lot of better jobs yeah. you can do outside, kind of like. Play baseball.
Dude, fuck yeah.
Just like
it
the
is
game
the
that
season
we're
of baseball. Dude, killed that fucking segue, dude.
Thank you.
Hell yeah.
We're going to be playing Backyard Baseball 09. Is
09.
That right?
Yeah.
A little
right.
later in the life cycle of the DS.
I'm here for it, man. Yeah, 09 is pretty. Yeah, that's pretty up there. So this should be a fucking quality game. I'm excited.
It should. I used to love these games as a kid.
Dude, I did too. And honestly, I've kind of had baseball fever.
You know, I feel a little dirty doing this as the Stanley Cup is coming up.
I know you're a big hockey,
but
spooge.
At the same time, I'm okay with it. It's over for me. Neither team's I root for are in it anymore. So
I take it the
fuck
Bruins
the Cup. Who
aren't
cares?
Doing.
Bruins are out.
Damn.
Colorado's out.
Damn.
There was another team I was happy to see in there that I can't think of who it is. They're out.
Triple damn.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, fuck.
Fucking I
fuck
hope they
the
both
cup.
Lose. Yeah, fuck the cup. We're playing baseball.
We're playing baseball. It's baseball time now, bitches.
What team are you going to be? Mm. Or are you going to make your own team?
You know, oh shit, I hadn't even thought of it.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what options we have in this game. But as
either.
I recall, you could do either or on the old PC ones.
We'll have to see, because if I'm being honest right now, my adult life does not include realistically any space for professional any sports, rather, actually. I don't really consume sports, period.
I work at a sports bar, so
you consume an ass load more sports than
I watch
for
a
sure.
bit of baseball. I watch like this is that time of year where I'm gonna be watching quite a bit of baseball because I tend to work day shift nowadays. Mm-hmm.
Fair.
And there's always one baseball game on during the day that's actually a live game. I like to watch live games rather than reruns. So
yeah, if I have the option, for sure.
Yeah. So that's usually I will actually catch a bit of baseball, but I'm not like a. I think I'll probably make a custom team, or I'll go with Rockies just for being near the Rockies. I don't have a baseball team. I feel like growing up, I never stuck with one baseball team.
I grew up a New England fan, period.
So Red Sox.
Yeah. So, but honestly, and like I do still have a soft spot in my heart for the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you a single fucking player on the team right now.
I don't think I can.
But you know, I like the way that the logo is shaped, and I like the color of their jerseys. So you know that's good enough for me.
I believe the Red Sox are the. last team to allow a black player.
What?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know if it was like.
Like when they started incorporating.
Like the African American League into the.
Oh, they were the last one to adopt?
Yeah. And a shocking, I believe, I don't remember what the date is, but I do believe it's a shocking date.
Well, I wish, and, I mean, having been to Boston a couple of times,
yeah,
and
right.
having just, I'm not
I
super
know,
surprised.
Yeah, it's kind of, there's, I've also made that joke too about the Bruins as well, as I was like, I think they're the only NHL team that doesn't have a black player on the team.
Do they know?
I don't know. I don't think so. It's
not
like,
a good look, guys. Ah,
I wish I would have known this when I started rooting for them. But
that's
now I'm
funny.
In. So here we go.
Well, there's a surprise little political piece.
but not in backyard baseball.
That's there's right.
Many, many races are represented.
What an inclusive title.
Yeah.
What are my gender options?
Probably binary.
Probably antiquated. It's unfortunate.
09. It is 09.
It is 09. So very intolerant.
Probably
time
no face
frame.
Tattoos, really.
Unbelievable. No kids with tats.
No kids with face tats yet.
Damn, Post Malone would be furious.
Unless we can make custom characters. We'll see if we can make Post Malone.
I have a Post feeling Malone, that face tats we'll are just not an option for the player customization options.
You think there's tattoos at all or just face tattoos?
I'm just going to guess there's probably no tats at all. In an 09 backyard baseball
what
game?
About chewing tobacco choice.
I would say that I would be surprised if we get a Big League Chew reference even at all.
Big League Chew? The bubblegum?
Yeah.
You'll be surprised if we get a Big League Chew reference.
Right. You had mentioned the chewing tobacco.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But I'm
so
I
the child alternative.
I don't think I'll be surprised. I think there is definitely gonna be a gum reference.
Oh, gum reference for sure.
Probably some spitting.
You think there'll be some spitting?
Yeah, I think there'll be some spitting.
Like maybe some sunflower seeds?
Sunflower seeds or just spit. Spit and baseball go hand in hand.
Yeah, you're right, which is bizarre because I usually want to spit more after like exerting myself.
Do you?
I don't really actually like doing either of those things at all, spitting or exerting. But, you know, when I do exert, sometimes I have to spit. You know, which is the sound I make when I spit. So
it's a very pleasant spitting noise.
Yeah, I try to make it desirable for others to witness and to observe. So
that's very
my gift to society.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should hear me sneeze sometime.
It's very dainty.
It's more like a war cry, but
I think it's
or like war crime.
A two.
No, I do hold them back and they do make an adorable sound.
I fucking hate that noise actually when you do that. It makes me cringe. It's cringe isn't the right word. It makes the back of my throat hurt because I know exactly what feeling you're going through.
Yeah, like my blood pressure spikes every time I do it pretty significantly. I'm just
hard.
Like, oh, can you guys also hear your heart behind your eyes? Are my legs swelling? Yeah, so I should probably stop doing that. But the real sound of me sneezing is it sounds like the universe being created.
It is the Big Bang.
Yeah.
I can't read that far. What's that say?
Which one?
The
oh, nothing about your sneeze is adorable.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, well, that's the end of the podcast.
That's two votes against you on that one.
Well, that was private, and thank you so much for sharing that with everyone in the world.
Yep.
Well.
We already did.
Me and my atrocious sneezes.
Yep.
I got stuff inside that needs to be on the outside, okay? And my body is not equipped with a suppressed means of providing that experience.
Get better.
Wait, like bore out my nasal passage?
What just be better at sneezing.
How does one...
I'm good at it.
That seems more like genetics.
I was just born good at it.
Are you telling me you practice?
Yeah, everything takes practice, Ed. You've just been lazily sneezing all your life and never thought about even trying.
I refuse to take accountability for this.
Yeah, what's new?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. This is how I live. This is how I operate. Okay, I'm not changing that now.
Good to hear.
This is going to be the approach that I bring to the field. Okay, I'm just coming out with an iron fist, and I'm going to throw strikes and I'm going to hit fielders.
I was about to say, I think you're going to be an excellent coach. Abusive, maybe. Excellent coach, definitely.
Yeah, but not like overtly abusive. We're talking
I just mean physically abusive, not like you're going to like sexually abuse them. Just physically abusive.
Jesus, I didn't even think of that was on
just,
the table.
Just like belts and like bats. And
belts and bats. And I was thinking I might like, yeah, I would definitely be a caner.
I think I'd just throw
just
balls
have like
at
a
him.
Sugar. Just,
not bad
God
enough,
damn it,
Johnny.
Dude, okay. But like one time when I was a child, I was probably 11 or 12, and we were on the diamond. I don't remember if we had a game or if I was just practicing or doing something. We're fucking off with my brothers, probably. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I think it was Brendan. He was pissing me off. I don't remember what it was. Who gives a shit? And he got the last something in. I don't know if it was physical. I don't know if he said something or but it cut me and I was pissed. And he'd already walked all the way across the field and I just
couldn't fucking let it go.
Well, I couldn't hit him in the head because I didn't want to kill him, you know. But I was like, I need to do some damage. And I smoked him in the back of his calf mid-step. Dude, Charlie horse from like 30 yards, dude. So it was beautiful. I got in so much fucking trouble for that.
I remember one of my best friends growing up. We were really rivals when it came to baseball.
Oh, okay. All right.
Fucker little rivalry. Hit me every time.
Pitching or what?
But yeah, he was always a pitcher. And he hit me every fucking time. And I remember at one point he was making some kind of joke about, you know, he's talking shit about like, oh, you can't hit on my pitches and all that. And my dad just goes, yeah, because you hit him every time, Alex. Like,
damn.
Like, you gotta give him a chance. I remember getting hit in the fucking back of the heel.
Oh. You know,
and at the very bottom, like by your Achilles heel.
Yeah, fuck that, just, dude.
It didn't hurt so much as it just felt like the ground just turned into to quicksand.
Oh.
Which was just my
you're just giving like, out. Oh. Yeah, we're and not then, holding anything, dude.
And then you've got to go on the first and fucking try to run after that. And I'm just like hobbling.
Dude, like little kid bodies are just so indestructible. You can just do that. You get beamed by a ball and just limp it off.
God,
if that happened to me now, dude, I'd be like, I'm sitting out a full fucking inning minimum.
At least. If not Jesus. The rest of the
game. Like, I'm more pissed than anything. Like, just.
I was not a great baseball player. I wanted to be better at it, I think. Mm. But then I have to look back at how many times I got hit by a fucking ball, and it's no wonder I was afraid at bat. Like, you know, just.
That'll fuck your shit up, dude.
Oh, man. But love playing baseball video games. That's something I've always enjoyed, is baseball video games.
I'm not a huge sports games person in general, but I do fuck with backyard baseball.
When we lived in Maple House, I used to have a six-pack, and I'd play Super Mega Baseball on my laptop.
Six-pack of alcohol.
Obviously.
Not necessarily. So I mean, like, it's not that much of a stretch. Like, if you didn't eat for 2 days, you'd have a six pack. All right,
okay,
calm down.
No. I have a six pack, like, of beer, and watching Cheers, and you're playing baseball. Okay. So that because that's like, I think you have to have a second media going on while you're playing a baseball game because they are.
It's baseball.
Pretty chill.
Yeah. There's a reason that when you go to a baseball game, like. Not everybody's glued to their chairs. Everyone has like a charcoal grill and an iPad, and they're just kind of doing their own thing.
Let's try to see how many beers and hot dogs they can drink. And eat. Yeah,
just like I bet I can drink a beer and a hot dog.
So
for
you've
every
heard
inning.
The 9 innings, 9 dogs, 9 beers.
Yeah,
I challenge you to do that during this game. In fact, I want you to live stream it.
Live stream?
I want you to live stream playing this game, and in every inning you have to have a beer and a hot dog.
That is not... Okay, listen. Okay, in a real baseball game, which would take at least an hour and a half, which is, I think, minimally feasible.
And you think a real baseball game takes an hour and a half?
Sure.
Google this.
Fuck.
That is such bullshit. There's no way. It's way longer than that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. At the minimum, I'm getting at least an hour and a half.
Look up minimum baseball game. MLB.
I'm not going that far.
3 hours.
2 hours, 36 minutes. That's fine. That only serves to prove my point further.
What?
So the comparison that I was about to make before you so rudely interrupted me.
Let's get rid of this.
Was that a game, a full game of baseball and backyard baseball is going to take what? 20 minutes?
No, I bet you can make it last longer than that.
At the end of the day, that is still me just hand over fisting beer and hot dogs until I've achieved 9 by 9. What? At least in a baseball game, there's a 7th inning stretch.
We would have more viewers than ever, Ed. So many people would tune in to see that.
Where I'm not streaming for the internet, me just hand over fisting beer and hot dogs.
Yeah, while you're playing baseball. It's not just that. There's also baseball.
I'm starting to feel like you're not dedicated enough to this.
Nah, you'd have to do it with, well, no, that would kill you.
Exactly. I would do it if I could. If I was medically allowed, I would do it. But that will put me in the hospital.
Give me your doctor's phone number and let me make a call and we'll see about it.
Give me an IV setup.
Oh yeah, dude!
Standby.
If we just put you on a restorative drip, which I'm assuming is a thing that we can do,
totally affordable.
Yeah, we can. I'm sure that's possible.
Yeah.
Find out next time. if Fletcher dies or not. Because we should have a contingency though. Medics on standby because I'm not driving you to the hospital. unless the first inning takes you out, and then maybe, but
yeah.
Yeah, either way, we'll find out. Hopefully, both of us will be alive to give you an update on whether or not
this is a good
game. Hopefully,
I can convince Ed to do this stream.
Oh, God.
It'd be so fun. It'd be so cool.
I do really like hot dogs. What kind of beer?
Whatever you want. I'll supply it.
That's a thought. Yeah, I've got some decisions to make.
Hell yeah.
All right, well, hopefully I'll still be around for next time.
When we cover Backyard Baseball 09.
Woo!
Thanks for joining us for episode 29. This has been Pocket Cast.
Deuce.
Deuce.